My stomach went in a knot, and basically that entire investment disappeared. I'm talking about in about 2 weeks. And I went, I thought I was ready for that. I was ready for it to grow. I just wasn't ready for it to disappear. How many of you know that feeling? How many of you can handle that growing period? You don't mind that growing period. But you know what the growing period is? The downside of the growing mania is it goes up, 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 away, and you start to think you can handle more than you really can handle. You start thinking outside the box. You start thinking, oh, I better go and get other people's money and do this. And you start doing foolish things, because whenever you grow more than 10%, you start doing foolish things to teach you a lesson. That thing crashed. That whole money was disappeared. I went back to my basics. I look at all my investments throughout all my life, and the ones that have produced consistently are the things I'm trying to teach you. That's all. Got what I'm saying? A lot of the other things are going up and down and going all things. Became a manic depressive bipolar disorder. But this part of what I've done has been stable and predictable, and it just keeps growing. I keep watching it grow on a monthly basis. It just keeps growing, keeps growing, keeps growing, keeps growing, keeps growing, keeps growing. Net worth. Never invest more than 10% of your net worth in any one thing. And don't ever invest in one sector of one class and put all your eggs in that basket. Diversify sector-wise, sections, and diversify class-wise is the most predictable return on your investment, history-wise. The savings 10% of your savings goes here first, or whatever minimum amount. Once you fill that up, you go to this one. Once you fill that up, you go to this one. You earn the right to the next one.
Where would debt reduction come in, personal debt reduction?
I haven't got to debt reduction. I'm going to cover debt reduction tomorrow. I haven't got to debt reduction. Now watch. I will say briefly about debt reduction. Do not be burned out on debt reduction, because debt reduction, I want you to reframe it. Debt reduction means that somebody invested in you in advance. I want you to write debt equals previous investor investing in you. Somebody believed in you. Somebody trusted in you. Somebody invested in you. Somebody gave you money. Be thankful. Pay them back. I'm going to address debt tomorrow, though. Not tonight. Debt tomorrow. I just want you to get focused on saving, because psychologically paying off your debt is not as inspiring as watching your investments grow. I guarantee you. Watching your debt diminish is not as inspiring as watching your investments grow. So if you're going to be paying your debts off, great. But watching your investments grow is more inspiring. So tomorrow I'll discuss debt, and I'll give you a whole formula on how to handle your debts. How to convert them, shift them, perspective, how to pay them off. But right now, I just want us to save. And I want us to earn the right to save. This could be saving into your superannuation after you've got some liquidity. At least 60 to 90 days of liquidity, you can go ahead and put it in your superannuation. But I would actually do both. I would put separate investments and set this up on a separate investment, put this into superannuation and go into the superannuation. I don't mean you have to go all the way to the top here. But if you're going to go up, just make sure you earn the right to risk to the next level. All I know is a guy named Schwab from Schwab Company never goes outside of that one. Warren Buffett doesn't go outside of that one. Bill Gates and his whole portfolio was sitting here. They never speculated. Why speculate when you don't need to? Maybe you understand. Why would you go to a company that has no track record when you got a company that's producing with a track record? I don't know if that makes any sense. Why, if you have somebody you know is proven to build wealth for you, and then you've got somebody you don't know, why would you put all your money over to something you don't know when you got something over here you know is going to work? This is predictable. that's not going to give your mind any distraction. Just, you know it's going to happen. This is where it's going to go. Here's where it's going to be an outcome. Anything you do that adds certainty to your wealth is going to add more wealth to you. I don't need to speculate. When I can accomplish my dreams and grow very fortunate by simple principles that have stood the test of time. By the way, a lot of this is so old, it's thousands of years old. The things that worked, when I went back and studied the Greeks, I was talking to somebody earlier about Thales, the Greek philosopher. And Thales, they had a stock market in Greece at the time of Thales, which is about 500 and something BC. And he cornered the olive market. He bought all the olive equipment, all the olive harvesting things. Cornered the market. Went out and marketed how great the olives were this year. Everybody started buying his companies. And then sold it all. He cornered the market and grabbed all the cash. He also saved his money. He saved 25% of his money, according to the stories.